myself. Is this on?
This tag team match continues. Can Naomi and Bayley get back in it?
Oh. It's the most murderous time of the year. There will be Cody Rhodes and dozens of hoes to kill over here. It's the most murderous time of the year. It's the rapiest season of all. Hey everybody, welcome to Sardimania. I'm Prince Andrew, along with my brother Prince Joseph.
Yes.
And Eric the fucking Mark
Hamilton.
Apparently I'm not a fucking prince.
This guy is such a mark. Listen to this. This guy buys toys. Sure, we paid $2 billion for this event.
Yeah.
Sure, we are marks. Look at us, we are marks. But like, how many women have you burned?
Exactly.
So, I mean, yeah. How much of a mark is he really?
Like what, 5'10"? Like you're an amateur.
Amateur.
Are you ready to go pro?
Are
like,
you?
Like the Matthew McConaughey says. Those are rookie numbers. You gotta get those numbers up.
Yes, exactly.
Are you ready to go pro, Eric? We have a league for this.
You know what I was quoting there?
Are you ready to go pro? Nacho.
No, Inglourious Bastards. Where he's like, your status as a Nazi killer is still amateur. We came here to want to see if you want to go pro.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
But yes, yeah, Saudi Mania. Who is going to be the Saudi Mania champion?
The champion of Saudi.
Is it going to be Gunther? Is it going to be Cody Rhodes? You know?
Yes. Who's going to be the... Sorry, I could not say it.
Oh, you almost made me explode with laughter.
The second they snapped the buckle on the belt. Oops. Oops. I did it again.
I murdered my wife. Toss me another again.
Baby, baby.
Yeah. Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Saudi Mania
wow.
is this Saturday.
Yeah.
It's obvious. Looking at the card, there's 7 matches.
Right.
So it's definitely going to be a 4-hour pay-per-view for sure.
I know. And it starts at 9 p.m. over there.
Yeah.
Well, they got to give us some time.
Yeah,
I know, right? They got to give us time to wake up.
Yeah. Yeah. I think about the West Coast and the U.S. probably what they were thinking.
That's what, like, what was crazy was, like, they do the boxing matches over there now with Tyson Fury. And the last one, like, by the time Tyson Fury came out for his match, it was like, they're boxing at 2 a.m. in Saudi Arabia. It's 2 a.m. there.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking crazy.
Hey, bro, better sleep in today.
Right.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, that is crazy. But everything's catered to the Western civilization.
Yeah.
The Western hemisphere.
Of course.
Yeah, this, I always wonder, like, there's no more buying of pay-per-views in America.
No.
Who sure. gives a fuck when this airs, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even about ratings really anymore. It's Peacock.
Yeah.
Like, look at ratings.
Like, people are going to put it on as soon as they wake up. Or, you
yeah.
know, or maybe in the afternoon like where they've done all their
I'm
shit.
I'm just saying, like, unless you're doing a podcast, like, you don't have to watch these things live.
Right.
It's like someone's reporting. Like, turn off your apps and you won't see anything. Or don't go to Instagram or TikTok.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm just curious why they don't cater to them a little bit more. Unless 9 p.m. is the time when things happen over there. You never know. Like, Vegas.
You probably, like,
things start at, like, 11.
Yeah, you're probably, like, required to be in church until 9 p.m.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Remember the first Saudi Mania? They took a half-hour break to pray. Remember that whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, you know, on the show, they just played, like, promos. And I think they had, like, the pre-show panel. But, like, you know, like, there was nothing in the ring because they had to pray. So maybe, like, they were like, we have to make it after a certain time.
Yeah.
Because there's no, like, country-designated time to pray from 9 p.m. to
yeah, 2, right.
2 a.m.
We are praying to
also,
the
they
God
got rid of, like, those, like, the front row was, like, 5 big comfy chairs.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. We are praying to our God, who is obviously a man who hates women as much as we do. And is okay with all of the abuse that we do to the ladies in this world. We say amen to this God of hate. He hates them. They are doormats. It's in the Quran and the Bible. Look it up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, certainly the Old Testament.
Yeah. So.
All right, it's a big show. We've got Saudi Mania predictions to do. We got fan questions, trivia, breaking news, rumors. Wow. We got a recap Raw and SmackDown. It's a big show.
Wow.
Yeah. Show.
But first, and I also have a surprise for you guys later.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I see the Pizzanotron 3000 zone.
It is. Yes.
I'm excited.
But before all that, we have to thank Green Dad because he did a year sub on Patreon.
You're playing the air button?
Yeah.
Yeah, good job.
Because I don't get my own buttons.
Good air button.
So yeah, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. There are over 700 bonus podcasts. You get the weekly Monday Night War podcast. You get all the pay-per-view recaps, including Crown Jewel / Saudi Mania. You get the brackets. We got worst promos on there. That's really good. We have over 900 patrons. And again, once we get to 1,000.
I'm shaving my head.
Yeah.
Like Stone Cold Steve Austin. What?
I want it so bad.
And we also just released a new bonus episode for the month of October. If you've ever heard of Cards Against Humanity, you played it. It's a lot of fun. We played Wrestling with Morality.
Yes.
Which is the same. It's just, it's Cards Against Humanity, but it's all wrestling related.
Yes, all wrestling
themed.
It was themed.
So much fun. We're definitely going to be doing it again. The fans loved it. They want more. So
yeah,
I wonder if they sell like
expansions and updated.
Did you find out who came up with this?
Yeah, it's just like,
did you reach out?
I did. Yeah, there wasn't really much.
We'd have to do this show at 1 p.m. to meet them.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. So yeah, again, patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Go check it out. All right, SmackDown opens with Randy Orton, and you know, we see Orton backstage. He's walking, and then he walks through gorilla position, and then he stops, and then he walks over to Triple H.
They have to be listening to this show. Tell me they're not. Literally, didn't we say this a week ago?
Yeah.
Yes.
A week ago.
It was like, yeah, they don't have star power. Put Triple H on the
show. Put Triple H on the show.
And they even said, you know, like, just have him interrupt him at gorilla position because everyone knows he's there.
Someone went, that's pretty fucking good.
It's pretty good.
How many guys listen to this podcast? 10,000, 20,000? All right. Yeah. A week, we can be okay with that.
Sure.
Their marks can say that they came up with it. Seriously.
It's not the first time.
It's not. That's true. But that's quick. Usually it takes a couple weeks.
They have someone that listens that just, like, chimes in with ideas.
Sure.
At like meetings, like, hey, I came up with this thing if you want to try it.
No, but like, why don't they hire us to write these shows?
Because they don't know
getting it
are.
For free.
Way, but for free?
Yeah, they got this for free.
Well, yeah, but they're paying writers. Fire those schmucks and bring us on.
Right.
Aye, aye, aye.
Email them.
Yeah.
So yeah, we can't hear what they're saying, but Triple H doesn't seem happy. So
get
Orton
the fuck out there.
Orton heads to the ring. He says, they aren't letting me get to Kevin Owens, Edge. So Triple H, please come down here because it seems to me that you're protecting Kevin Owens from me. And then they hit Triple H's music.
Right. Like Orton must have given the guy in the truck like $50.
Yeah.
Just hit his music like a couple minutes.
Triple H was like,
no, they showed it. Like, they showed Triple H's music hits, and then they show Triple H, and he's like, fuck, they hit my music. I have no choice now.
Right.
There are rules.
I'm legally obligated to go out there.
Here are the bylaws. Yep, it says I have to go out.
Yeah. Who the fuck did that? Whoever is fired hitting my music.
Right.
Yeah.
And they go, show me the camera in the truck. And it's just like, no. Hunter,
take that, Hunter Taker.
Take that, Hunter Taker.
I love Hunter Taker.
Hunter Taker.
Yeah.
So,
Hunter Taker says,
I would have preferred not to do this out here, Randy, but since you can't seem to show up to work on time, which we could talk about later, I guess we'll do this now.
Yeah. Which apparently, Randy Orton was late to the show.
Oh, really?
So that was like kind of like a ribbon.
I thought maybe because it, you know, reality is stranger than fiction, right?
So
like you would hope that was real and some kind of inside joke.
Because Orton popped. He definitely popped like, you know what I mean? Like he wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
Orton was laughing his ass off. So Orton says, you've got a soft spot for the guy. I get it. I used to like him, but just admit you're protecting Kevin Owens. Hunter says the match isn't going to happen. Orton keeps yelling, "You're trying to protect Kevin Owens. You're trying to protect Kevin Owens." But then Triple H says, "I'm not protecting Kevin Owens. I'm protecting you."
Now,
Kevin Owens never had a friend in this business.
Right. He literally calls everyone his best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And Triple H gave him the title one time. He's like, "Hey, you want to be friends?
Right.
Yeah, take this Universal title."
Right. He says he let his guard down with you and Cody Rhodes. Maybe he sees the good person that he wants to be in Cody Rhodes. And he sees the miserable prick in you that he doesn't want to be.
Jesus.
He trusted you and he feels that you turned on him. There's something different in his eyes. He's not the same Kevin Owens. And I don't want to put him in the ring with you. You were out for 18 months. You didn't tear your ACL. You didn't blow out your shoulder. You had steel rods in your back. I don't want to see you go back on that shelf. Maybe permanently.
Yeesh.
Wow.
So Orton says, "I didn't ask Paul Levesque to come out to this ring. I wanted the cerebral assassin, the game, the guy who came to my house and threw me through my own dining room window and proceeded to beat the hell out of my miserable prick ass on my own front lawn."
Yeah.
"What would you do if you were in my shoes? I know what's at stake with my career more than anybody, just like you know what it's like to have all this taken away from you like that. If you were in my shoes, you'd handle your business the only way you know how. In the middle of this ring, give me Owens at Crown Jewel." And the fans are chanting, "Let them fight. Let them fight."
Yeah.
And Hunter says, "I hope to God y'all know what you're asking for."
And I'm at home like, "Let me come. Let me come."
Exactly. Yeah. And even though Triple H has done this 100 times,
sure,
it's always great.
It is.
Because he says it the exact same way every time.
Right.
"You want Kevin Owens at Crown Jewel? You got him."
Yeah. This is his War Games.
Of course.
You know.
I'll let him say it this time instead of Adam Pearce.
Oh, God.
Again, if they can roll
anyone else.
What's his face out of the
back? Well, that would obviously be the best, but yeah, it doesn't seem like that's happening anymore.
Wow.
So he says, "Randy, from this moment forward, I suggest you protect yourself at all times."
Womp womp.
So they're certainly hinting at, like, Kevin Owens is going to
murder him.
Put Orton out for a bit.
Right.
At Crown Jewel.
Yeah.
Maybe a powerbomb on the apron.
I warned you.
Keep him out for a month or two. Let him return at the Rumble.
Return a heel.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But if he returned just by, like, going into the ring and giving Cody an RKO,
yeah,
it'd be fucking amazing.
I mean, he'd obviously have to get revenge on Owens first, but yeah.
Nah, fuck that.
Well,
okay. You beat the sense into me, Kevin.
Yeah.
I love you now.
Right.
We're evil best friends.
That's a good point. Yeah. All right, next up we have Andrade versus Carmelo Hayes. Game 7.
Oh, here it is.
Game 7. You know what's not going to game 7? Yankees Dodgers.
Wow. That's what's
not going to game 7.
Is that tonight?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Are the Dodgers already way ahead?
They're up 3-0.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey. It's over, man. Wow. So yeah, we've got LA Knight as the special guest referee.
LA, I love what he was wearing. He looked awesome.
I'd like to
have his vest, right?
Yeah.
His wrestling shirt, and the title the entire time.
And the title and his sunglasses.
Oh, it was really good.
Yeah, the title around his waist as he's refereeing. That was great.
Yeah.
So Andrade hits the back elbow right out of the gate, but Melo kicks out. Knight stopped Andrade and then Melo from stomping each other too long in the corner. What's the score?
Oh, well, he said 3-0, I guess you meant the game, which I obviously knew. It just changed. Someone just hit a grand slam.
No, like the Dodgers are up 3-0.
Well, I know that, but I said, what was the score of tonight's game?
Oh. Yeah.
Someone just hit a grand slam. Someone on the Yankees. Volpe just hit a grand slam. So, okay. Anyway, 5-2.
So Knight stomped Andrade, and then he stopped Andrade, and then Melo from stomping each other too long in the corner. Melo went for a springboard move, but Andrade pushed him out of the ring. And then Andrade set up for a suicide dive, but Andrade stood in his way. And Corey Graves said, "What is this, WCW in the mid-90s? You're not allowed to go over the top rope?"
Aha.
Which is very topical because
of course,
we're currently going through that in the Monday Night War podcast.
Only on Patreon.
Yeah.
Right.
So Andrade jumped over Knight to hit Melo outside the ring.
That was cool.
Yeah, I liked it.
Later, they did the Spanish fly off the second rope, but this was another time where they're both facing the same way.
Right.
So I just don't understand that.
Yeah.
Like, is it call it like a suicide fly? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because you're really both hurt the same. Then Andrade hit a Canadian Destroyer and the double knees. He goes for the pin, but Melo kicked out and threw Andrade into Knight. Melo then rolled up Andrade, but Knight was still recovering and missed the pin. Then Andrade charged at Melo, but he moved, and Andrade stopped himself from hitting Knight. Melo went for a super kick, but Andrade moved, and Melo super kicked Knight out of the ring. Then Melo hit a cutter and went for the pin, but Knight pulled Melo out of the ring and threw him over the announce table. Knight gets back in the ring, and Andrade takes a swing at him for some reason, but Knight lays him out with a BFT. Yeah. And then Melo gets in the ring, but he also gets a BFT. And then Knight personally rings the bell, grabs the mic, and says, and he declares himself the winner of Game 7.
Yeah.
So let's go back to last week's podcast for a second.
Yeah.
And let's see what Andrew Pisano predicted 3 days before this match. He's going to give both of them the BFT and declare himself the winner, just like Stone Cold did with Taker and Kay.
Yep.
It was that obvious, I guess.
Hey, yeah. Where's my sound clip of saying Triple H is going to come out of Gorilla?
That was me, yeah.
Yeah. That was also Andrew.
That was also me.
Yeah. Okay.
We can make a dollar bet on that if you want. But yeah.
I'm the one who brought up Triple H to get more involved.
That was me again. Okay. But yeah, that's all fine. Right. Sometimes, you know, it gets confusing.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and you. You and me.
Yeah, sure. So yeah, maybe it was that obvious. Maybe it's another idea they stole. Who knows?
Could be.
But then backstage, Nick Aldis tells Knight that it'll be a triple threat match for the U.S. title at Crown Jewel.
As everyone kind of expected.
Yeah.
Triple threat.
But I will take my dollar officially now.
Oh?
You gave me that I gave back.
Uh-huh.
This was game 7.
Yeah?
They tied.
I think L.A. Knight won. Did you have L.A. Knight as the winner?
He did not win the match. They tied.
He's the referee.
They tied.
He announced L.A. Knight is the winner.
I can't even win when I win.
No.
Was it a tie or a no contest?
It's a double DQ thing? Was a tie.
Is that yeah. The same thing?
It's a tie.
All right, but I feel like they are going to have another game 7 at some point. And if they do, all right. Then this is still up for grabs.
Fair.
All right, here you go.
All right, thanks.
No contest.
No contest.
Is that the same as a tie?
Same.
It's just not.
Were they a double pin?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. LA Knight won. I don't know. We'll see what they do, I guess. All right. But as the record goes, Joe has that dollar.
Yay.
So there you go. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Next up, we've got Naomi versus Candice LeRae. Backstage before the match, Tiffany Stratton offered to take care of Naomi, but Nia Jax told her new friend Candice pinned Bayley last week, which is something Tiffy has never done.
Mm.
Okay.
As for the match, Indy Hartwell pushed Naomi into the ring post while Candice distracted the ref, and then Bayley ran out and threw Indy into the barricade, and that distracted Candice, and then Naomi hit a lame move and won with a roll-up.
You know who used to use that move as a finisher?
Who?
Bubba Ray.
What, in TNA?
He also did it in WWE.
Oh, like once he went.
No, it's like you go for like a full Nelson and then just kind of lift him up and sit down with him.
Yeah, sure.
Like once they broke up, once the Dudleys broke up for a bit. Yeah. All right. Next up, we have Cody Rhodes and Gunther face to face. Gunther does Cody's catchphrase like everyone who feuds with Cody does.
Yeah.
Gunther says it was completely unnecessary to mention your daughter last week.
I agree.
This has nothing to do with your daughter. This is champion versus champion for the Crown Jewel Championship, whatever that is. So let's find out who the better champion is. I'm the greatest professional wrestler in this company.
Maybe.
Take away the fans and tell me what's your reason why. And Cody says, that's the dumbest question I've ever heard. None of this exists without all of them.
Horrible
hole in the ground.
And then Cody continues to suck off the fans.
Yeah.
And it gets so much worse.
You had the nerve, the gumption to take away their woe. I say we give it to you, Gunther. You guys want a woe? Let's do it.
You guys want a woe?
2, 3.
No.
And dramatic. Dramatic. Have you seen my family? Have you seen my brother? You bet your ass I'm dramatic. They don't call them Cody crybabies for nothing. It's not like we say, hey, they're Cody badasses, although they could drop a man if they needed to. We are proud to be dramatic. We are proud to be a bit of a messy king.
What?
The fans?
You idiot.
This is hard to watch.
The fans should have popped when he said they're badasses, but they were like, What?
No, we're not.
What are you saying right now?
What the fuck
was
that? I'm
so confused.
A messy king.
Messy king. Is that something you order at Burger King? Yeah, can I get two messy kings?
Did he coin the phrase crybabies for his own people? Was The Rock just making fun of the fans that didn't want to see him?
Rock
and
was making fun of the fans. My crybabies. Like, no, you're my people. We're all crybabies.
Yeah.
The fuck?
You want to coin this phrase?
What the fuck?
Makes no sense. It's fucking awful.
Couple of former Cody crybabies to my left.
Yeah, you're goddamn right. Fuck.
I don't know. You don't sound former. Too proud.
Former.
Don't sound too proud anymore.
Right. Yeah. That is what it is.
I wrote a book for a reason. I'll just say that.
Shut the fuck
up. Remember when Stone Cold and The Rock were feuding?
Yeah.
And Stone Cold was like, I do this for all the crybaby fans. And if you think Stone Cold's going to cry in the middle of this ring, where?
For all my cold boys.
Cold boys. Jesus.
Let me get a wah-wah.
Yeah.
Give me a wah-wah.
So then Cody brags about doing the media rounds.
Whatever. Yeah, he's like, I did all the media interviews. Where were you, Gunther?
And Gunther's like, yeah, I don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah. As you shouldn't. Who gives a fuck? Why is being
I'm
in
the kiss
media?
Ass. I'm a kiss ass.
Why is being in the media make me feel like, oh, wow, he did an interview with fucking Entertainment Tonight? What an amazing champion.
Yeah.
Was he the Miz?
Yes.
God damn.
So Gunther yells, I'm the workhorse champion of this company. I know everything about responsibility. Don't you think I get the same request that you do? The difference is I just tell them no because I've got the guts to say no. I've got the guts to say no to my boss, the media, to all of them.
Yeah.
The reason why you don't put yourself first is because if you stop being the servant to everyone else, then your story is over. And that makes you a gutless champion. And a gutless champion will always be secondary to me.
Fucking too real, Gunther.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It is.
It's so good.
When you blur those lines, that's when it gets really, really good.
They're blurred.
Cody says, my entire career is based on guts. You want to know what guts are? Guts is ending a civil discussion and taking the first shot. And then Cody attacks Gunther.
Great. You're a heel.
But Ludwig Kaiser runs out for the save. Gunther clotheslines Cody, but then Orton runs out and Gunther and Kaiser retreat. And then Randy picks up the undisputed WWE Championship and hands it to Cody.
Yeah.
Tag match for SmackDown next week or this Friday.
Yeah, which they've already filmed all these. So.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, he's getting worse and worse.
It's getting worse.
Yeah.
How soon until they turn him heel? After he
never.
Drops his title at Mania?
They're never going to fucking turn him heel.
He's still
kidding me?
He's still over. You know? They're still cheering him.
But you wait. But if you wait till it's too late,
well,
then they'll just hate him like
that's
Roman.
The history of WWE.
Yeah.
Certainly the last 10 years.
Backstage, we've got Adam Pearce, Nick Aldis, and Ava. They tell Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, Piper Niven, Chelsea Green, Lash Legend, Card Jackson, Io Sky, Kairi Sane, that there will be a fatal four-way tag team match for the tag titles at Crown Jewel. And Belair and Cargill couldn't be happier.
We were thinking that you guys should all wrestle part of this triple threat match.
Oh, yeah?
That's what we're
thinking. Did you say? I don't understand.
It's Ava.
Pierce, can you translate?
We were thinking that was...
Do you have horse teeth in there?
Right.
What's going on?
Fucking second story of your teeth condo.
So yeah, I guess Saudi Mania is a lot like WrestleMania, where it's just like, hey, there's four women tag teams. Let's all just throw them in a one shit match.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where we can all blow them up, at, you know, together.
Obviously.
All eight of them. Oh, God. Next up, we have DIY versus Motor City Machine Guns. WWE Tag Team Championship number one contenders match. Michael Cole said Gargano learned the Gargano escape from Alex Shelley of the Motor City Machine Guns.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. I mean, Michael Cole, I mean.
You fucking mark!
Nice.
Some of these moves were a little much for me.
Sure, sure.
Like Ciampa was on his knees and Gargano was sitting on Ciampa's shoulders and then they're just waiting for the guy to jump off the top rope to hit them.
Yeah.
That was a little much. And then Gargano accidentally super kicked Ciampa. And then Motor City Machine Guns wins after the after pussy. I mean, after party. Hey-o. I mean, Skull and Bones.
Yep.
Is their finisher.
Skull and Bones.
Not a fan of their finisher.
No.
It's okay.
Yeah. But after the, I don't know, are they teasing a Gargano and Ciampa feud again?
I fucking hope so.
Do we need it a third time?
Sure.
Yeah.
At WrestleMania.
Yeah. Okay, Eric. I just hit the button.
I know. That's why I said it, because I knew you wouldn't double dip.
You don't think I'll do it? I'll do it. Say it again, Eric. Say it. Say it again. Say I won't.
Say you won't.
You fucking Mark.
He did it.
He did it.
He did it.
You trusted me. With your mouth prize possession.
Rachel! After the match, the Bloodline comes out and Solo tells Chris Sabin and Alex Shelley that he's their tribal chief. Motor City says, we're the number one contenders. We'll have our title match any place, any time. And Solo's like, how about right now? And all this is like, no, they just had a match and they're my best friends, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
But Motor City's like, no, give us our shot right now. So it's the Motor City Machine Guns versus the Tongans for the tag titles. Solo hops on the apron, but Jimmy Uso comes out and pulls him down. Jimmy superkicks Fatu, but Solo and Fatu jump him. And then Roman Reigns comes out. Superman punches Fatu.
I love then, the reaction when like the music hit the do-do-do.
Yeah.
And they're like,
ah! Right.
And they just like stood there like staring like, is he really coming out?
Yeah.
It'll take a few minutes, but maybe.
Yeah.
So Roman, Jimmy, Solo, and Fatu fight to the back. And then the ref gets knocked out. So the Tongans grab a couple of chairs, but then a hooded figure appears.
Oh my God. Why do they keep doing this?
And Corey Graves was like, we know who that is, but I can't say it until he takes the hoodie off. But we know who that
we
is.
We know who he is.
Everyone knows who it is.
Yes.
He super kicks Tonga Loa, throws him over the announce table. And then the super secret hooded man super kicks Tama Tonga, hits him with a chair, lays him out with a spear. Oh my God, it's Jey Uso.
Wow.
Okay.
There you go.
Yes. Joe's and then happy. Jay wakes up the ref, and Sabin and Shelley hit Skull Pussy for the win.
Skull and Pussy.
Skull fucking?
Pussy and Bones.
Pussy. Yeah.
So when a couple of weeks ago, we're like, they're not going to let these guys beat the Bloodline, right? Oh, they are. They are.
They are.
They are.
Do your job.
I don't know what.
Do you
and
think?
New tag team champions.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. They took their photo with Triple H and everything.
I mean, they're the only real tag team on the show.
True.
Pretty much.
So they should have had these titles.
Yeah. After the match, Jimmy walks back out, gets in the ring, and Jay and Jimmy hug. Uh-huh. And everyone's happy. And then Roman Reigns walks out, and he doesn't really know how to feel about it yet.
Right.
And he's like, mm.
Yeah.
That's he nice. Sees brothers hugging, and he's like,
yeah. That's true. That's a good point. So that's the end of SmackDown. Raw opens with Jey Uso.
Wow.
You know, yeet this, yeet that.
Day
it's
one.
A party. He says, there's only one Uso I want to talk to. And Jimmy walks out.
And he just shuts up.
Yeah.
And I think they're like, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to say Jimmy? We told him to say Jimmy. Fuck it.
Yeah. And Jimmy's, you know, music, I put my family in the past as he's walking out. It's like, you guys need to change this ASAP.
Yes. Jimmy, just go back to the Uso music.
Right. Jimmy tells Jay, we got to take down Solo and his Bloodline. They not the ones. But Jay says, we not the ones either.
Who the ones?
Yeah.
Last time I saw you, we was fighting at WrestleMania, but they know you're Jimmy now and they know I'm Jay now. They know you're no yeet now, and I'm yeet now. I became the Intercontinental Champion by myself and lost it in a week. Just me, Oos. I did all that by myself. Yeah. But none of those titles top being your twin brother. And everyone's like, aww. And then Jimmy goes in for a hug, but Jay pushes him away. He's like, we still got to fix stuff.
No yeet.
This time, we ain't nobody's do-boys, no yes-men. We grown men. You be Jimmy, I'll be Jay, and we'll be the Usos.
You're Jay?
I don't know which one.
I'm Jimmy?
Yeah.
Which one had the DUI? Which one's married to Naomi?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So this is where it gets weird because Jimmy tells Jay to go to SmackDown this Friday to squash the beef with Roman, but they already filmed this Friday's episode of SmackDown last Friday. So like they already did it.
Yeah.
They already did it.
Yeah. And then Fatu and the Tongans attack the Usos. Stupid. And Fatu is about to give Jay the hip attack with a chair, but Jay threw the chair at him.
I loved that.
Yeah, and the cool. Usos clear the ring. They stand tall for this segment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Little SmackDown spoiler.
Spoiler.
If you don't want to know, fast forward a few seconds. But like, I don't know if this is going to air on TV. I'm guessing, but Roman Reigns did it. We had a fan say, like, you know what this is going to end with.
No.
And Roman Reigns grabbed the mic and he that was him.
Yeah.
That was Roman's voice you just heard.
You gotta say
yeet. Sounds just like Michael Cole.
Can I just say I'm sorry? Yeet would mean more. It would mean more than I'm sorry. 100%.
Acknowledge yeet.
Yeah. And then Jay had one more request.
Never, ever stop blowing me all those.
Blowing me on.
Right. If we're going to be brothers again,
don't ever stop blowing me.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Kisses.
Yeah. All right. So backstage, Sami Zayn asked Jay, so is everything cool now after everything Jimmy did to you? You're going to go back to SmackDown and squash the beef with Roman? Jay says, I think Solo's, you know, worse though. But Sami says, Solo's not the one who manipulated you for years. Jay says, sounds like you're on Solo's side. But Sami says, I'm not. You don't have to, you know, choose a side. Just don't get involved. I don't understand why you, you know, like, you'd go back.
Yeah.
Jay says, well, you wouldn't understand because you're not family, Oos.
Ooh.
Saying Solo's worse means you don't remember anything.
Yeah.
About Roman Reigns.
Well, right.
How evil he was.
You get the shit beat out of him.
Dude, I'm going to murder your brother unless you say I quit in this match.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Solo never did any of that.
Yeah.
Solo's like, I'm just
I'm cosplaying. I don't know.
Yeah.
So later, Jimmy and Jay spot Sami talking to Solo Sikoa outside the arena.
Oh, my God.
And Jimmy says, I told you, Oos, family's all we got. Me, you, and Roman got to do this. And then, you know, and then Jay says.
Yes, he does.
Just like that, too.
It's so bad. He couldn't have done that worse.
Just like Michael that. Cole. Yeah. Next up, we've got Ludwig Kaiser versus Sheamus.
Rematch after rematch after rematch after rematch after rematch.
You know who wants to see this match again? Nobody!
Sheamus wins with a pump knee and then the brogue kick. All right.
All right. Moving on.
Another buried match for Kaiser.
Right.
Another one. Because, you know, Sheamus needs wins.
Oh, of course.
What the fuck?
Next up, we've got Zelina Vega versus Ivy Nile. Vega slapped Nia with her chancla to start the match. Vega botched a top rope moonsault. Then she went for code red, but Julius Creed grabbed Ivy's arms to stop it while Brutus Creed was distracting the ref.
You idiot!
The Creeds fight with the Toros, but they take them out. Then Vega gives Ivy a big DDT, but Ivy wins. I don't know. They said Ivy gave Vega a swinging Uranagi, but to me it looked like Vega gave her a DDT.
Correct.
Exactly. And that's the match. Thanks for coming. Raw needs to be an hour and a half, I think. We got to go down, right. Lose another half hour. Yeah.
These matches back to back, I see your piss and I'll rave you some shit.
Yes, exactly. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Seth freaking Rollins. Seth says Bronson Reed is a monster, but so am I.
No. Are you though?
That's a side of me that I put to bed a long time ago, but Bronson Reed reminded me what I'm capable of, and I kind of like it. By the way, did you see Seth's reaction to the Washington Commanders' Hail Mary win?
No.
He was at the game.
Oh.
And he's a big Bears fan.
Yeah.
And like literally there's a fan recording Seth.
Does he start curb stomping everyone around?
Yeah. There's a fan recording Seth and then they go back, they record the Hail Mary, the guy scores a touchdown and then back at Seth and he's just like just jaw dropped, like in shock.
Oh my God.
So upset.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was crazy. You see the player that was like off to the side and just like.
And then he.
It's day one, Oos!
And then like, he ran up and he was the one that tipped the ball.
Unbelievable.
It's fucking
unbelievable.
Crazy.
You can't make this stuff up.
No.
Did dad cut him yet?
Yeah, he definitely cut him. Yeah. So Reed appears on the Titantron, but he's outside the arena and he invites Seth to come meet him.
Uncle Seth,
Yeah. So the camera follows Seth as he storms to the back.
Also, Seth took off a jacket.
Yes.
To reveal another jacket.
Yeah.
Was he cold?
Yeah, freezing.
Freezing.
Right. Or like, was that the jacket, but that was the shirt, but they looked exactly the same?
It was something I think like that. The top layer was like a vest.
Yeah.
The same material.
Same exact material.
Good job, Seth.
He must have been like, this is going to be awesome.
Fashion icon.
Yeah. I know.
So, yeah, the camera follows Seth. Pierce tries to stop him, but he runs by him. Reed and Seth brawl, and Seth gives Reed a curb stomp on the hood of a car. And then Seth yells in the camera, the world has forgotten what I'm capable of. That's just a little taste. But Reed gets up. So Seth super kicks him, hits him with a crate. And then Reed hits Seth with a trash can and then gives him a Death Valley driver through three tables.
So after a curb stomp onto a car,
he's the fiend.
Godzilla wakes up. Seth's like, look, I'm going to kick his what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
And then Pierce calls for medical attention, but Reed gets up because he's a monster.
Yeah.
So this match will be at Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia.
Yes, yes.
Just like when Seth fought the Fiend and the Fiend kicked out of 11 curb stomps. So how many curb stomps does it take
there's no way.
Bronson Reed?
Two. One. Maybe one.
Okay. Backstage, we've got R-Truth talking to Alpha Academy, just saying some stupid shit. I think, Otis was like, oh, Master Gable. And then Truth's like, you can't say that on TV.
Right.
She's like, what?
Yeah.
And then the Miz walks up and begs R-Truth for forgiveness. Maxine says, don't listen to him. And Miz is like, yeah, don't listen to a former world champion. Listen to Snow White and the Two Dorks. But then Truth hugs the Miz, but then he knocks him down with a punch and yells, good luck with the Wyatts. And then Truth walks past Pete Dunne and says, what's up, Butch? You seen Pete? And that's that.
Oh, no.
Did they cure his unitard?
I don't know. Maybe.
No.
No, maybe not.
I mean, he acted kind of like a normal guy in that, where by hitting Miz and being like, good luck, asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he's like, duh! As soon as he sees Pete Dunne.
Get a moment of clarity.
Yeah. Aww.
So later, Miz yells at Pierce that he needs security. And then the final testament appears behind him, and Karrion Kross asks Miz, what's the plan? Miz says, if we see the Wyatts, run. But Cross says, you're going to help us find Bo Dallas tonight. Miz is like, I don't know about this. But Cross is like, you're going to ask him why he's getting in my business or I'm going to break your legs.
Wow.
And he didn't. So I guess he broke his legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody never saw this
Miz
again.
Nobody saw Miz again.
Miz is in a wheelchair.
Break your legs.
Next week.
Right.
Next up, we have Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus the War Raiders versus the New Day. Come on, Lillian, you got it this time.
In the World Tag Team Championship, number one contenders, Tournament!
Jesus.
Still can't do it.
Oh, for three. Oh,
how much money did Samantha need? She need more?
We just had to let her sing once a year? This wasn't worth it?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, she was fine this week.
Rey
tried to tag in Dragon Lee, but Xavier Woods knocked Lee off the apron and the fans booed him. Yeah. Then Kofi does the trust fall onto everyone.
Oh, he's so trusting.
Yeah. And then Kofi grabbed Dragon Lee, told Woods to jump off the top rope, but Woods saw Rey on the apron, so he went after him, and Rey moved, and Woods fell out of the ring. And then Rey went for the 619, but Chad Gable showed up and put Rey in the ankle lock. And then the War Raiders hit Kofi with the springboard clothesline for the win.
Yep.
So it'll be the War Raiders versus Finn Balor and JD McDonagh, I guess, at some point.
Okay.
For the tag titles.
Yeah.
Sounds awful.
Maybe War Raiders will just win and then we can move on.
I think they will. I feel like Triple H is like, you know, he already did it with Motor City.
Right.
Let's give the tag titles to the only actual tag team.
Right. Yeah. Let's stop locking them up in factions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then for the main event, this is the main event.
Yes.
Of Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
The main event.
Main event.
Dominic Mysterio. This is the main event. Dirty this Dom.
The last moment before Crown Jewel on Raw.
They've been teasing, it's going to be, you know, a former world champion you're going to fight.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dirty Dominic Mysterio versus Damian Priest. What do you think of that? What the fuck? bring out the low ratings.
Honestly, when they said former world champion, I almost thought it was going to be Sheamus.
Hey, September called and they want their month back.
Yeah.
Joe and I thought it was going to be Braun.
Yeah.
Last week. It's always Braun.
We should have thought, though, he had to have.
They wouldn't settle
this up to not like. You know, I'm saying, like, I don't care about that.
They fought so many times.
We should have figured he had to have won this match because of the way they kept setting it up. Like,
right.
I'm good enough.
I can do it.
For them to just lose, it means nothing he said was anything. So.
Sure.
Yeah. JD and Carlito jump Priest while Liv distracts the ref, but Priest hits him with a chair, and then Dom beats Priest with a roll up.
Of course.
After the match, Priest gives Dom a razor's edge, beats him with the chair. Priest starts to leave, but he comes back. Carlito gets in the ring, so Priest gives him a South of Heaven chokeslam, and then he gives Dom a South of Heaven chokeslam. That's it. Damian Priest beats up all of Judgment Day.
Liv is crying.
Minus Finn Balor, all by himself to end Raw.
Yep.
I thought it was hilarious that they were raising Dom's hand, and he was like almost unconscious. He's like,
Yeah, right.
Because he won the match. It's funny.
That's the end of Raw.
That's it.
Why?
Did Bubba Ray, speaking of Bubba Ray, did he make an appearance at the NXT pay-per-view?
He did.
Yeah.
Wow.
The NXT ECW pay-per-view. Yeah,
oh, because they were in their building.
Yeah.
Great.
Or was that it? No, that wasn't where Halloween Havoc was, right? The ECW thing is like in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, this was just Halloween Havoc.
Yeah, this was, where was this? I don't know. It was somewhere.
Doesn't matter. That's the end of Raw. Obviously they're keeping Balor away from Priest to set up a rematch.
Yeah.
As if anyone cares.
After rematch.
But let's give some awards.
All right.
Who did you have for worst dressed?
I had Brutus.
Oh, who?
Brutus.
Oh, Brutus.
The idiot.
I had Jey Uso.
Okay.
Nia Jax.
Nice.
Fair enough. Best dressed.
I had LA Knight.
Yeah. The title, the shirt, the vest. I loved it.
Amazing.
All right, sweep it.
Nice.
Yes.
Cock times all three. Around.
Cock always wins.
Cock always sweeps.
Cock sweeps.
Cock sweep.
Worst acting.
Mine was also Brutus.
I had Uncle Bobby. I had Bronson Reed.
Cody Rhodes.
I'm a monster. Come out here.
Fuck off. Yeah, Cody's a good answer.
Rhodes. Sure. Best acting.
I actually had LA Knight too. He was really good as the ref.
How was it not Gunther? He was unbelievable.
Gunther was great. That's true.
Or
I had Triple H.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had Triple H until Gunther's thing. Yeah. I was like, oh wow.
Worst comment.
Solo said to the Motor City Machine Guns, since you came to SmackDown and you want to make a impact for yourself.
I had none of this exists without all of them.
Cody Rhodes.
And I also had Cody, but when he was like, we're proud to be a messy king.
Messy king.
And he went, What the fuck was that? A messy king.
Messy king.
Like, that's like something you would see on Instagram, like, what if it was like girl, like, yeah, you go, messy queen, or some shit like that.
Right.
We are messy kings. Yeah.
Wow.
God. Best comment?
Triple H's line about being on time to win.
Yes.
That was funny. Sweep it.
Sweep it. Worst match.
Zelina versus Ivy.
That is correct.
Sweep it.
Super slow-mo.
Sheamus versus Kaiser.
I had Naomi Candice.
I had Naomi Candice, but yeah.
Sure. Best match?
Because of all the stuff that like happened around it and kind of after, I went with the SmackDown tag title match.
I guess. I mean, sure.
I had Melo Andrade.
Okay.
Seven. Nice.
Yeah. Absolutely. Worst move?
Chunkless slap.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's mine.
Ooh. I had her botched moonsault. Either way.
Both are acceptable.
Yeah. Best move?
I had the Uso hug.
The what? The hug.
The hug. All right,
fair enough. I had when the Motor City machine gun that wasn't.
Motor City.
Well, that's our new name, everyone.
Yeah, it is.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers get a hug.
Brothers hug. Which one wasn't pinning, Eric? Which one was not pinning?
Chris Sabin?
You fucking mark!
much.
I don't think that's right. I think it was the other one.
What?
Who's the other one?
So I think Chris Payman made the pin.
Oh, to Alex win the Shelley titles. Made the
you
pin.
You fucking mark!
Yeah.
So whoever wasn't making the pin, he counted with the ref and like slapped it hard.
Yeah, Alex Shelley was doing that. Yeah, that was fun. Was good. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. That.
Okay.
Okay.
Best move.
I have Reed's Death Valley Driver through the tables.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you have again there?
Mine was the Uso hug.
Oh, right. Of course. Worst moment.
Two cops hugging. There. Is that what you wanted?
Yes.
Okay.
Docking. They docked.
R-Truth Otis thing.
I had Cody.
I had Cody.
Oh, Cody. Never mind. Sweep it. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Best moment?
Gunther.
Gunther was good, but...
See, it was night and day.
I made him win my best acting so I can give Triple H coming out my best moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hit the music. I just said Triple H and Norton.
Yeah. Okay.
Together. All right. That is all for... Yes. Yeah. Right. That's all for awards. Now it's time for breaking news.
Slap it, break it.
So a new lawsuit has been filed against Vince McMahon, Linda McMahon, the WWE, and TKO on behalf of five survivors of what's known as the Ring Boy scandal, which was brought to the public's attention in 92 when the late Tom Cole accused WWE ring announcer Mel Phillips and former wrestler turned vice president of operations Terry Garvin of sexually abusing him and other male teens who were recruited by Phillips to set up at shows and run errands. The suit claims negligence by the McMahons and WWE allowed the abuse to take place and continue.
You know what he was doing, right?
What's that?
He was grabbing the pecker.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, yeah. That's true.
Like my pecker.
Your pecker.
So there you go, another one.
Yeah.
This was filed in Baltimore. Apparently, Maryland just also, like, changed their law to, you know, the statute of limitations deal, where it's like, you know, now you can, there's no limit, obviously.
Oh.
Well, so there you go. Vince in the news again. Also on Tuesday, WWE announced a new developmental program called WWE ID.
We don't even know who we are!
Yeah, what is this?
Under the program, WWE will provide prominent independent wrestling schools with the WWE ID official designation with the goal of providing new trainees and existing talent at these select institutions with enhanced developmental opportunities. Booker T's Reality of Wrestling in Houston, Cody Rhodes' Nightmare Factory in Atlanta, Seth Rollins' Black and Brave Academy in Davenport, Iowa,
Sean's
Elite Pro Wrestling Training Center in Concord, New Hampshire, and Knock X Pro Academy in Los Angeles are the first independent wrestling schools to earn the official designation. Additionally, WWE ID will identify top independent wrestling prospects with an official WWE ID prospect designation and support their developmental journey by providing financial opportunity and assisting with training, mentorship, and development, including access to world-class facilities, best-in-class ring training, athletic trainers, and more. WWE ID will give fans the opportunity to follow the paths of these standout prospects on the independent wrestling scene through curated behind-the-scenes content, as well as highlights and matches showcased across WWE social platforms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quite the mouthful.
So, it seems like the whole NIL thing wasn't, like, working out. I think there was too many... They can't do it!
I think they're still doing that, though.
I mean, but I think they're going to be pushing this a lot more.
Yeah.
Which is great, because that means they're pursuing wrestlers again. They're not looking for volleyball players and football players. They're going after people who have grown up wanting to be wrestlers.
Like, let's admit it. Them saying we're going to go after the finest athletes in the world. Like, it's a fucking fake wrestling show. Our favorite wrestler's Kevin Owens. He wasn't anything in college.
Sure,
It's like, go after wrestlers. That makes way more sense. These guys that want to be wrestlers, that dedicate their life to it, makes more sense than the ones they were doing. You're exactly right about
that. You think when they put together NXT, like, look at all the... They got all of their talent from the indies, you know?
And 90% of these NIL people were never going to come over. Like, you know what I mean? They just took the money and didn't
do like those famous twins. Like, they were never going to become wrestlers.
Right.
No.
You know?
Yeah, no. I think the few that I've seen on NXT, I mean, they're Not really doing much.
Obviously, like some of the athletes that they have worked out, you know, Tiffany Stratton was one.
Right.
Bianca Belair was, again, a track star.
Uh-huh.
So, like, it does work out. But, yeah, you obviously have to do both.
Right. For sure.
Also, Fightful reported that TNA wanted to induct AJ Styles into their Hall of Fame this year. But WWE wouldn't let him go do it. However, Styles has responded to this report on Twitter saying, I'm still an active wrestler, I hope. I made the decision not to go to TNA, into the TNA Hall of Fame, not WWE. I appreciate TNA, but I don't want to go into any Hall of Fame as long as I'm still active. My choice.
Makes sense.
So that's another thing Fightful got wrong. Add it to the list. Yes. Go ahead. Write it down, please.
Okay.
That's all the news I've got, so I guess it's time for the Mark Report, shall we?
Hey, Eric.
You fucking Mark! You fucking Mark!
Yeah. Take it away, you fucking Mark.
All right.
You fucking Mark, you.
Yes. Texas, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Autograph signings.
No.
Oh.
The Undertaker is bringing his one dead man show to three Texas cities on December 13th, 14th, and 15th. It'll be at the Factory in Dallas, 713 Music Hall in Houston, and Emo's Austin in Austin, Texas.
How much did you already pay for this?
I'll go with you.
Oh, I don't think I'm going.
I'll go with you.
I honestly don't think I'm going.
How much could tickets possibly be to this? No way.
He's just going to tell you, you know, how great Trump is.
That's probably. Also, have you been to 713 Music Hall? The place is fucking humongous.
Yeah, he's not packing it.
No. No. Trust me. There's no way he fills that up. I'd
love to know how much.
Well, the pre-sale access begins 10/31 on Halloween.
So I can't even look.
Yeah, you can't even look yet. So, you know, if you're interested in that, go ahead and do it.
Do you have the other news about certain tickets?
I do.
Okay.
I'm saving that for the end.
Okay.
Oh, it's the end.
Yes.
It is the end. Yes. It's the end of something. I'll tell you that much.
It certainly is. Also, TNA.
Oh. Total nonstop action.
Total nonstop action.
Wow. Jesus, Joe.
You fucking Mark.
Yes. So they had their Bound for Glory pay-per-view this weekend. Dolph Ziggler retained. Jordynne Grace lost her title.
I guess they don't believe in Joe Hendry?
I guess not.
Is that who he fought?
Yeah.
Yeah, he fought Joe Hendry. And
someone said Ziggler's making up for all the losses he took in WWE.
100%. But... the next day they did tapings, and apparently one half of their tag teams, a guy named Chris Bay, apparently took a move and got injured and like just didn't move in the ring. And apparently he had to have neck surgery. Like they couldn't even move him. Like it wasn't
in
like
the
okay,
ring, they had neck surgery.
Yeah. In the ring. He had neck surgery.
Everyone go.
No,
home.
Like he. Like he had to stay in Detroit. Like he couldn't go to his doc, you know. So he's working with that. Also, Finn Balor and JD McDonagh went to Ireland to celebrate Over the Top Wrestling's 10th anniversary. Both of them have previously wrestled there in the past, so they are very excited to go there and get to wrestle for their 10th.
They wrestled or just kind of like
no, they wrestled.
Went there.
They wrestled.
Really?
They did.
That's nice.
Also, let's talk about the elephant in the room, WrestleMania.
Oh, sure.
So WrestleMania tickets,
yeah,
they went on sale.
On sale
this past Friday, there was pre-sales,
right?
And a lot of fans are not happy.
No.
So Ticketmaster decided to use its dynamic pricing model.
Okay.
For these tickets,
what does that mean?
Tickets had a base value.
Okay.
But basically, think of Uber surge pricing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what they do now? That's Ticketmaster does that?
Yes. So tickets are selling for this event. We better raise the prices.
Yeah.
They did that?
They did that. One of our very longtime friends, very longtime fans, Alan Castro,
yeah,
texted me. He had tickets in his cart. He had his tickets. He goes to check out. The bank denied his transaction because it was like a, you know, it was a large transaction.
Yeah.
Calls his bank, gets everything figured out, goes to repurchase the tickets because the cart expired.
Yeah.
The tickets had gone up past his like price threshold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in that little short time.
Absolutely. Like during the presale, I checked on tickets for us, for the three of us to sit in section 300. Where the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't know where this picture is. Anyway, basically, it came out for three tickets, it came out to 6802 and 1 cent. $6,802.
I would love when you were like, hey, you guys gonna sell me $2,200?
I went ahead and got these tickets, so just go ahead and sell me $2,200 each.
Are they out of their minds?
Over $1,200 of service fees.
Right.
This cost $1,200. Just to fucking purchase these tickets.
Yes.
What a bunch of pieces of shit.
Look at this.
So we have some breaking news on the podcast. I, Andrew Pisano, will never be at WrestleMania ever again.
Ever again.
Unbelievable.
So the tickets.
WrestleMania. It's just like the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So obviously these were in their surge pricing. Section 300. Not even like dead in the middle.
Wait
like
a minute.
Off to the
side. Wait a minute. Was this for both nights?
This was a 2-day combo.
Oh, obviously.
Oh, why didn't you say that? 6,800.
So only 3,000.
I swear to go to night one. What is that? Like $20?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. So yeah, 2-day.
We all know night one's better anyway. So
it's true.
2-day combo tickets were priced current or when I went to look at $1,700 each. Yeah. Service fee per ticket. $403.95.
Unbelievable.
Facility charge, $8.
$8.
Oh, that's not bad. Order processing fee, $5.
Good. What's you need that?
Yeah. And then local taxes the came out to $461.
Unbelievable.
Unfucking believable.
So did they sell out?
No.
No. Yeah. Nobody paid that shit.
There's no way.
Hey, pay your mortgage for a few months or go to WrestleMania.
Yeah. I don't know. So, yeah. You know? A lot of the people that are having issues with this are families that want to take their kids.
Yeah, that's not happening anymore. You know? It's the Super Bowl now.
Yeah.
Where only corporations will go and where people no that won tickets or people that will just
right.
like spend all their money to go.
Yes.
Max out your credit cards and pay that off for right. 30 years.
Green shirt guy, Medfan jersey.
So yes. I think the only way I would go is if I did what I did at SummerSlam. Uh-huh. And bought a ticket for the floor for $100 the day of the show.
Yeah.
Because they had priced them so fucking high that they're like, oh, wait, we got to sell the rest of these.
There's a chance that happens because we were at SummerSlam in Vegas in 2021. And the COVID was still going on, sure.
Sure, sure.
But, yeah, that stadium was like a quarter full.
Yeah.
I mean, it was empty in there.
Right. I'm still trying to figure out how they're going to do a two-night SummerSlam in MetLife. Next year.
Oh, my God. Oh, fuck me.
In MetLife. They've done WrestleManias there.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll have this gigantic set.
I don't know.
Yeah. How stupid.
So,
fucking
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
I'd go to Vegas, and then, like, if we can't get those tickets, we're still in Vegas.
Yeah. Go to the,
you know,
Bunny Ranch.
Hey, if we win big, we can spend the money on something else and not WrestleMania.
Not WrestleMania.
Correct.
Like yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Shitting on the fans.
I know.
There's no more room for the little guy.
No.
Seriously.
Honestly, like $1,700, that's more than I've spent on tickets for every single WrestleMania I've been
Ever
to.
Been oh, my God.
Combined.
It's crazy. That's why TKO did it.
Yeah.
To do this.
Right.
Wow.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. All right. That's all for the Mark Report. Now it's time for rumors.
Rumors!
Vince McMahon gets kicked out for sex allegations?
That happened!
But then he returns and takes back the company?
He did that!
And then Vince sells the company but stays in power?
Jesus! Oh my God!
And then Vince dyes his hair black and has a stupid mustache?
Confirmed!
PW Insider reports that Vince McMahon is currently working on setting up a new entertainment company that would financially back, develop, and produce film and television productions. The belief is that there are no plans to do anything similar to WWE, like no wrestling. But WWE alumni are already working with Vince to get the company prepped with the idea of officially unveiling it once his legal issues are resolved. I would imagine that's probably like people like Kevin Gunn and shit. You know?
Yeah.
Vince, this one's not good for you. You go away. Go away.
Yeah.
Just go away. Go buy a fucking island with your $1 billion.
Yeah.
And go fuck models.
He could have his own Epstein Island at this point.
What is basically. He? Yeah. You can shoot on girls. Yeah. I'm sure you can pay some girls.
Just never leave the island.
Why?
Like, you have to walk into, like, a chamber when you first get in there. They're like, oh, no, we're just scanning you, you know. And then you're standing there thinking you're getting scanned, and Vince is above you. He just shits on your head.
Even the Saudi Arabian prince is like, Vince, you know, even for us, it's too much. Whoa. We can't be associated with you.
Oh, my guy.
I mean, you're shitting on people now. What is happening? Yeah. It's too far for us. So imagine, what the fuck, man?
You've gone too far. What? Then beat her again. You've gone too far, Vince. It's not good for us. It's not good PR for our country.
And that's poop relations. It's very bad.
That's actually what Vince was thinking of calling his company.
There's not good poop relations for us, okay? We've already shit on so many women. They bring you in, it's obvious. You know,
we maxed out the quota. We're done for the year.
Oh, it's good. It's good, Andrew.
Dave Meltzer reports that Cody Rhodes versus Kevin Owens, as well as Gunther versus Damian Priest, are both currently slated for the return of Saturday night's main event in December.
Oh.
Wow.
So those two title matches might happen at Saturday night's main event.
Awesome.
Also, the Wrestling Observer reports that there are ongoing discussions about, you know, Raw and SmackDown's run times. The impression for Raw is still that, you know, they don't need a set time on Netflix. But USA could use a third hour for SmackDown for ratings purposes.
Could they, though?
It's still up in the air. We'll see.
Law and Order would probably get better ratings, honestly.
Cross your fingers. You know, who knows?
Yep.
That's all for rumors. Do you have any rumors?
Yeah, I do. There's talk that a former North American champion in NXT, Oba Femi, may be called up to the main roster soon.
Okay.
I guess they need a new monster.
Yeah.
Because Omos, he can't do it.
Can't do it.
Also,
Omos doesn't even have a manager anymore.
Yes. So. Also, rumors are going around that because Jordynne Grace dropped the TNA Women's title, that we may be seeing her WWE bound soon.
Wow. We've already seen her.
I know, but like officially signed to the company.
Right.
Not as like a special guest or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
So whether that'll be NXT or SmackDown or Raw, we don't know, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty then. Trivia time.
All right, fellas. Work together if you'd like. On this day, 3 years ago, not this day, in 2021, WWE held the crown jewel.
Yes.
In the Saudi Arabia, I remember. There were matches like Lashley Goldberg, Roman Brock, and this match considered match of the year. Name that match.
In 2021.
Yes. I'll give you a hint. Only one of these men are still alive. Are still in WWE.
Are still alive.
Did you just spoiler alert it?
Only one of them is in WWE.
No, he said alive.
No.
Okay.
I mean, can you think of anyone that's dead that wrestled three?
Oh, my. I mean, this is tough.
They wrestled in Hell in a Cell.
Hell in a Cell in Saudi Arabia.
In Saudi Arabia, 2021.
Seth and the Fiend?
No, he was not. No. That was 2019.
Yeah.
No.
Roman Reigns?
No, you already said Roman Brock. Yeah.
Edge?
And?
So Edge is one of them.
And?
Seth?
Yeah!
Yay, we did it!
I won!
We did it.
Again.
We worked together.
I won.
And as a team.
You did nothing.
As a team.
You did nothing.
We did it.
But you remember that match. It was a good match.
I do now.
It's a really good match.
That's right. I do. Eric didn't, but I do.
He said Seth first. Look at
I said Seth. I planted the seed in your head.
Okay.
And he fucked the plant.
I fucked the plant.
Wow. The joke that's been used more times than any joke in the history of this podcast.
Maybe.
I can think of one more that's been used more.
Pizza?
No, that's not a joke.
That's our joke.
That's a catchphrase.
We own the copyright to that.
Yeah. We own
No one pizza. Better ever say pizza without giving us a dollar.
All right, fan questions. Ethan, the social media guy who shared the OG Bloodline reunion match details on WWE's Instagram, better get fired. No, they did that on purpose.
Yeah.
They just want everyone to know. They already announced the match and everything, so. Green Dad, welcome. Mark question, but where does the Bloodline story actually end? As one big faction under Roman, all separate or tag teams? Does Roman put any of them over?
Well,
does Roman put any of them over?
Omni-Man said it best. Well, that's the neat part. It doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah, right. I don't think there are plans for it to end.
Ever.
Does Roman put any of them over? Maybe Fatu?
Maybe.
But that's like down the line.
Yeah.
You know? Pop culture junkie Samantha Irvin is now saying she never liked her job as an announcer. So does that mean she did all of that cringe shit to get fired? Well, she didn't get fired. I mean, according to the story, that her contract just ran out and she left.
Yeah.
She didn't want to do anymore. I mean, she said like she wanted to be like a manager.
Right. She wanted to be like an on-air talent.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. But not everyone gets to do that.
Right. She was like, oh, I wanted to do more. And they were like, no. So I left. Not everyone can do this.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Right.
Because they put a camera on you for reactions for Instagram doesn't make you like.
Yeah. I mean, the best part of her time in WWE was when like Rhea Ripley was trying to fuck her.
Yeah. That was great.
That was good.
And eat her.
And eat her.
Wow. Yes. What is it with Rhea Ripley and like announcers? Like, I guess Kathy Kelly wants her to fuck her.
Ah. Oh, they fucked. Yeah, they definitely fucked.
Yeah, they had to.
There was one time where they both saw me and winked at me at the same time. They were like, come on over.
Come on over.
But then
I
busted in my pants. I was like, oh, shit.
Sorry, I'm already spent.
And I'm spent.
What?
I can reload.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Come on, damn it. Come on.
Roman's cross-eyed cousin, The Rock's daughter, makes my stomach hurt. You guys think everyone is too afraid of him to say something? Well, of course.
Yes.
I mean, that's part of the deal.
He's like a part owner.
Yeah.
Apparently, she has retired from in-ring.
Of course.
Already?
Competition.
I'm sure The Rock's happy about that.
Yeah, well, she can't do it.
Yeah, she can't do anything, unfortunately. I'm Raj Mali. Hey, guys. Thought I'd share a cool experience. My five-year-old son just started getting into wrestling, which is really nice to see as he's asking loads of questions. It's been really nice showing him the Attitude Era matches and events, which he loves. His favorite old wrestlers are Undertaker and Kane. Oh, he sounds like me. His favorite new wrestler, though, is Cody.
Of course.
Oh, well. Looking forward to taking him to his first show soon in the UK. Much love to you three, as always. Thanks for what you guys do.
Hell yeah.
Are you showing him, like, everything from the Attitude Era? Like, Sable?
Ooh.
Are you showing Sable with her body paint?
I mean, you could
what does he think of that?
You'd fast forward, you know, Katie Vick.
Yeah.
God,
sure.
Jesus.
She was hot.
Mr. Sacco. Not until she died. Mr. Sacco. Is Triple H's booking too predictable? Since he took over, it feels like everyone knows where the every storyline is going to go, and we haven't had any big surprises in a while. I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
But also, like, the stories make sense because they're predictable. I would say, we need a little bit more surprises. Like, again, we all knew Dominic was turning on Rhea at SummerSlam.
Yeah, right.
It was so fucking obvious, you know? So it's true that these storylines have, are very predictable.
I will say that when they do actually execute them, they do them good, considering that we know it's going to happen. It's still really well done.
It is. A few more surprises, though, would be nice.
Yeah.
For sure.
Please.
The Dashing Dan, Pushfire Barry, surprise Rumble returns. Becky Lynch, Alexa Bliss, Charlotte Flair.
Push Becky, fire Charlotte, bury Alexa.
I would push Alexa just because we haven't seen her in so long.
Yeah.
I mean, we need Becky back for sure, but fire Charlotte, we could agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Better call Paul E. I'm probably in the minority here, but when Seth was walking up the ramp to confront Reed, him taking off his jacket to reveal the same jacket underneath Boom. Had me crying. That and Tessitore's hood ornament comment.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know. I was pretty stoned, but I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
There you go.
David Schrank, is Eric aware that Freevee has a channel devoted entirely to old TNA pay-per-views?
Freevee?
We don't even know who he is!
Freevee. It's on Roku.
Oh. But it's just like...
Roku?
It's just dozens of commercials.
Yeah. Like commercials like every 2 minutes.
Libel Chief, do you know that Motor City Machine Guns used to be the Murder City Machine Guns, but the woke soy boys in the office made them change it? I'm guessing the soy boys in TNA?
I guess. I mean, as I always remembered them as Motor City Machine Guns.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amir, so did they mean to announce the Bloodline tag match on Twitter before this week's SmackDown, or is someone getting fired? No, again, I think it's just like, because SmackDown's taped, they want to promote this match
right
ahead of time.
Because they know, like, half the fans in there are going to be DMing wrestling Twitter people like, oh, this happened on SmackDown, you know.
Yeah.
Easy Morrow.
I know. Oh, my mama mia!
I got to break the story! He's shooting ropes like Peter North! I got to finish the story like Cody Rhodes!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Liv Morgan's title belt. Your comments about Alien Romulus on Hollywood Hogwash reminded me that there's a user on Reddit that edits highlights from recent pay-per-view matches, then records them to a VHS on 4:3 and displays them on a CRT television. Holy nostalgia, Batman.
Wow.
It's kind of funny.
I wish I had that much time.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, sure. Carolyn Holly, what's a wrestling moment you all wish you could experience again for the first time? Doesn't have to be in person, just the moment itself. Probably when, like, Stacy and Tori, like, you know, were like half naked and bikinis rubbing on each other.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty great.
Yeah.
Re-experienced that boner for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, back when I used to masturbate to pro wrestling.
That's all there was.
Sounds weird.
Yeah, it really does.
Leon Davey. Like, you didn't, please.
No. Black and white.
No,
black and white.
Not to the TV show.
Oh, right, because Stacy Keibler was not that hot, right? According to Eric.
She's not hot.
She's not hot.
She's not hot.
It's like, he explodes.
Then what is that, Eric?
I don't know what that is. Mamma mia.
Leon Davies, did Guy Guys write this last week's SmackDown, or has Triple H become a patron and started listening to you?
Yeah, I think you guys.
Yeah.
Right.
You guys.
Angelo, Triple H, hey Vince, what if I drug Stephanie, make her marry me, and commit rape on television? Vince, you're a genius! Triple H, what if I hug my friends in front of an untelevised audience as a professional farewell? Vince.
You're
fired! From King of the Ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eric's Wingstop, are you guys as sick of the Judgment Day story as I am? I believe it's run its course.
I think that has, yes.
Yeah.
I'm almost tired of the Bloodline storyline.
I mean, yeah.
Like, we need fresh ideas, fellas.
Yeah. Chef Kane, have you all noticed the announcers trash talk that one ref with the slick back hair? Cole called him Dracula a few weeks ago, and someone on Raw made fun of him, too. Well, we also have made fun of him. He has the jet black hair.
Yeah.
You know,
that's not the one you call Parmesan.
No, that's the other
one. No.
Okay.
Vince was like, hey, I dyed my hair. You want some?
The guy was like, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
He just splashes paint on his hair.
It's permanent.
Yeah.
No one will see the poop on your head.
Danny Sands, you have all mentioned how much you love Black and Gold era of NXT. If I wanted to start from the beginning, which episode should I look for on the cock? Like when Kevin Owens shows up.
Yeah.
That's
2015?
Bad. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Like, his first match was a pay-per-view.
I mean, that was even before, like, you know, we were watching NXT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was 2015.
But that's when it starts
really getting good. The Rizzler. Jesus, these parking lot segments suck shit. First, Rollins and Reed bullshit fight where four NPC security guards all stood in line waiting for their turn for Bronson Reed to hit them. And then it's the Usos sneakily watching Sammy and Solo standing just 20 feet away from them while being lit up by a floodlight you could see from the moon. Seriously, what the fuck? That's a good point.
Yeah, sure.
Jason Dearham, sorry guys, Maxine is way hotter than Liv. Those pants she wore yesterday, you could clearly see she's shaved Forget nip slips. We were about half an inch from having a clit slip.
Those are the best slips.
Wow.
David Lewandowski, guys, I love the main podcast and I've been listening for years, but the Monday Night War podcast is just on a whole other level. I'm having so much fucking fun going back and watching this 95, 96 hilarious garbage that I used to think was amazing as a kid.
Yeah.
Just finished Super Brawl 6 and can't fucking wait to hear you guys destroy it.
Yeah.
Don't take our word that it's good.
Yeah.
Take his.
Little Donnie.
Donnie. There he is.
I listen to you guys play Wrestling Against Humanity, or Wrestling with Morality, at 4 a.m. this morning, working, driving on a forklift, and as tired as I was, it had me dying. Good shit.
Nice.
Glad
that's a fun coincidence.
Yeah, it is. Little Donnie's choo-choo train.
Hey.
I'm not eating, you're eating.
Oh.
So glad the brothers are back together again. Uso Penitentiary about to be lit as fuck.
Okay.
Oh, the brothers are yeeting together again.
Right. Yeah. Andrew Sean Mark.
So according to Crosstaker, Miss Taker has been kidnapped by the Wyatt Takers. What do you guys think has happened to his hole by now?
Oh.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Maybe he tweeted that. Maybe that's part of the story now. Miz was kidnapped.
Oh, God.
I don't know. And then Court says, no question. Just want to say thank you for all you do. And give a little advice to people listening. Always end a conversation with something positive. Never miss an opportunity to tell someone you care or you love them. Never go to sleep angry. Always let the people in your life know you care about them.
Oh.
That's good advice, Eric.
Yeah, definitely.
I just want you to know that I care about you.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice. Monster number 69. Quentin Tarantino said Joker 2 was amazing. Andrew, you're going to change your mind. Let me think about that for a second.
No.
Quentin's a little crazy.
I mean, yeah, I don't have to love everything Quentin loves.
No.
Yeah.
Just mostly. I'm going to confirm that. I don't necessarily trust you, though, but we'll see.
Yeah.
B Sands. Let's see. Due to this show, mostly because of Joe, anytime I hear or see anything dumb or ridiculous from another person, my first thought in my head is award nominee.
Award nominee.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
All right, that's all for fan questions. So I guess it's time to do predictions. But before we do predictions.
Put that down. Sorry. We're not ready.
Sorry.
Put it down right now. So
now,
over the years, we've all had arguments over, you know, who's been the pay-per-view prediction champion the most?
Oh, no.
All the records and all that.
Oh,
and
God. Oh. You did this?
No.
But you're only showing it because apparently I'm sure you're coming out favorable.
Oh, so you knew all along then. Interesting.
You knew, Joe. You knew all along.
It's like, funny. The
like
same...
you can't trust the Quentin information. I'm not sure I'm trusting this information.
It's amazing how just in denial you are immediately.
Okay, just show us.
No, it's funny. Two fans the same week like did it. And then, like, I went back and double checked their work. So, thank you to Mark Mammelton, who made this graphic I'm about to show.
And you fucking Mark!
We have marks of the podcast, as well as Gary Pendleton. He helped out as well. This has the history. This is every title change.
Like, this is back when it was just. Oh, wait, Eric's in there too.
Yeah, this one before Joe.
No, because it was just us, like, for a little while, I thought.
No, not when we started doing the pay-per-view scorecards. So the first one was WrestleMania in 2016, which I won.
Yeah.
and then Joe won at Payback. He has notes that are great. Andrew finds out Kevin Owens blocked him on Twitter.
Wow.
Jesus.
Okay, here.
Ninja one by one.
And there's, like, title, like, how many days?
Yeah. Joe, Survivor Series 2016, Andrew wins. Joe did the recap with his shirt off. That was the Goldberg and his son thing.
Joe did the recap. Jesus Christ.
Andrew, 14 days. Joe, 14 days.
Yeah.
That's when they were doing pay-per-views like every two fucking weeks.
Oh, yeah, because of the two brands.
Yeah.
Eric TLC,
no-showed recap. Sorry.
But sent in a video of him being Bray Wyatt. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
Wow, Fastlane 2017, Andrew and Joe put a gun in their mouth as the recap or the pay-per-view was so bad.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Backlash 2017, Joe officially won but no-showed and got points deduction for filling out the paper late. Let Josh win as a make-a-wish.
Is that right?
That's Josh's only main pay-per-view prediction championship.
That's amazing.
But that's the one where he actually picked Jinder in it.
Yes, he did. He picked Jinder to win and he won. Great Balls of Fire 2017, drunk recap from hotel bed.
Oh, I remember that.
It's great.
SummerSlam 2017, Josh Big Boots Andrew at the end of the recap takes the NXT belt. It's not even the right. Yeah, that's the Josh thing.
Yep.
Let's see. See, a lot of like no-shows where people retain.
God, Eric, you never came.
Wow. No. WrestleMania 2018. Andrew's WrestleMania streak is over. He had no voice during the recap. I remember that.
That's when I won, then I went on a 70-day streak.
Yeah.
70.
Yeah.
June. Are these the what number champion you have at this point?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Andrew is sad he hasn't won, just wants the Mets to win the World Series to feel happy.
That didn't happen.
Nope.
No. Joe won Super Showdown. Andrew said, enjoy another fake win as it was a house show and shouldn't count.
So angry.
Crown Jewel 2018. Joe and Andrew thought Punk was coming out, but it was Shane McMahon.
You fucking mark.
Wow. Amazing.
Survivor Series 2018. Andrew wins. Joe threatens to shove Andrew's title up his ass after he gloats he has two.
Oh my, this might be the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, the next two are fantastic.
Joe wins at TLC 2018. Joe calls himself the GOAT and will hold it until WrestleMania. Eric wins the next pay-per-view. Joe wanted to predict Raw matches also after losing Royal Rumble predictions.
Wow.
Sure.
WrestleMania 2019, 4 a.m. recap. Everyone tired.
Oh, yeah, that was in New York.
We recapped it. Oh, my God.
Money in the Bank. Brock
Where
Lesnar.
Where did we do that recap?
At your friend's.
At Zach's house?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Money in the Bank 2018. Brock Lesnar showing up gave Andrew 10 points. He won by two.
Oh, that's right. Of course.
Eric wins Super Showdown 2019. Undertaker versus Goldberg. Nothing else needs to be said.
Hey, at this point, Andrew's the least amount of championship reigns.
I'm guessing that changes. We'll see. Let's see. Extreme Rules. Eric got every match correct. Calls Andrew Andy No Belts.
Oh,
yes. Right. That was good.
Right.
Joe won SummerSlam. Joe won by 2 points from a table break. Andrew got every match correct.
Oh, yep. That hurts.
Hell in a Cell 2019. Wyatt versus Rollins. Shit ending. Everyone pissed off.
Yep.
Let's see.
Oh, I like the next one. Crown Jewel.
Yeah. Andrew loses but doesn't care. Says, we still do this?
Sure. Is this the first time one of us said that?
No, I think you said
that.
We're
still doing this?
I think you were the one that started that. Eric won Survivor Series. Joe came last but forfeited his belt before scores were read out.
Oh, that's funny.
Eric won Elimination Chamber 2020. Andrew was happy he lost because this pay-per-view was shitty.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Joe won Money in the Bank 2020. The stupid tag team match cost Andrew his belt. Those were quotes. I guess that's what I said.
Yeah.
Joe wins Clash of Champions. Joe wins by 1 point. Is told he's never scoring the cards again. That was probably the one where you like fucked it up. And you're like, oh, wait, no, I won.
Yeah.
Like, you fucking asshole.
I think the last time I was like, oh, shit, I entered this wrong.
TLC 2020, Andrew gloats with his now three belts.
God, Andy, three belts. Fuck. Three titles at one point.
Oh, this is great. Joe won Elimination Chamber 2021. Eric lost by 1 point, tried to keep his belt because he cooked Eliminachos.
That's fair. That's good. That's fair game.
It's fair.
Those were amazing.
Those nachos were worth at least 5 points.
Andrew wins Hell in a Cell 2021. Joe tried to vacate the belt because the pay-per-view sucked.
It's fair.
Eric won SummerSlam 2021. Andrew spent 2 minutes checking the scorecards to try and retain.
That sounds correct.
We're such assholes about these stupid things.
Royal Rumble 2022. Pay-per-view sucked. Joe got only one match wrong.
Hey, look at that.
Elimination Chamber. Andrew wins. Andrew got every match right. Let's go down a little bit. Clash at the Castle 2022. Andrew called Eric a mark and retired the belt.
told
Eric to make his own.
I love how right now it's like 19-19-22. Like we're all so close.
Right.
Yeah.
Joe, Extreme Rules. Joe was branded the Shits and Giggles champion since the belt was retired.
Let's do this for Shits and Giggles.
Yeah. And then look, Eric won. These are only title changes we're seeing.
Yeah.
Eric won at Crown Jewel November 2022, but no showed recap, meaning Joe retained by coming in second.
Wow.
That was the first time where Joe enforced the you didn't show up.
Yeah.
You're not winning this thing.
Yep.
Oh, this is great. This is so fucking good.
Backlash wins. Eric wins Backlash of 2023. Everyone was drunk.
Yes.
Joe said, this fucking Mark beat me by one little tiny cunt hair of a point.
Oh, we were all shit-faced that night. Oh,
my God. That was great.
Joe won SummerSlam 2023. Do ring steps count as a weapon used? If yes, Andrew retains. If no, Joe wins. They play rock, paper, scissors. Joe wins.
Wow.
Yeah, really? That was a controversial one, yeah.
Right. The ring step count as a weapon. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
It's my jam.
Yeah. Andrew wins Crown Jewel last year. Last minute table break on the show helped Andrew win. That's I remember
right.
that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Holy crap. 112 day reign.
Eric won WrestleMania this year, promised a long title reign, lost again first time. Yeah.
Is this current?
Yes.
So you're 182?
Right yes, now? As of that's Crown insane. Jewel. And that's the record now. Six defenses in a row.
In a row, nice.
Wow. Beating my previous record of five. Then Joe and I both have three. And then, yeah, so.
Yeah, wow.
Wow.
Here's some facts. Failed first time to defend the belt. 16 out of 21 reigns. Eric has failed to defend the belt. Joe, 16 out of 25. Me, wow. 13 out of 24.
That's great.
Andrew has lost his belt most to Joe 12 times. Joe's lost the belt most to Andrew 13 times.
Sure.
And then Eric has lost the belt most to Joe.
Wow.
This
is insane. I see that one with Josh. You lost that one.
Yeah, right. To Josh. So look, combined days as champion.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Josh, 14 days. Nice. Eric, 732.
That's more than I thought.
Yeah.
Joe, 975. And then me, 1,441 combined days.
Wow.
WrestleMania wins. Eric and I both have four wins. Joe only has one WrestleMania.
Wow.
Win.
No shit.
Mr. Yeah. WrestleMania over
Shawn
here.
I'm Shawn Michaels.
You are.
I've lost eight times.
Royal Rumble, Joe and I have won three. Eric's won two.
Wow.
Longest top five longest reigns.
Okay, yeah, we can skip that.
Yeah, sure. I'm in there in the middle. Eric, not on the card.
Shortest reigns.
Sure. Oh, Joe and Andrew tied.
Joe three times, 14 days.
Wow.
Longest time without a title, Eric, almost a whole year.
Slammington 316 says I can't keep a fucking title.
I can't win a belt.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wait. Would it go up one more time? Longest time without a title. Right now. I'm fifth, like current streak.
Oh, that's, current streak.
I had it recently.
Wow.
Yeah. 200 days?
Well, I've had it for 200
yeah,
days.
Yeah,
I've had it for so long.
True.
Most pay-per-views, one in a row. Andrew with seven.
Won it, but you didn't give it to me officially because I wasn't here.
Yeah. Crown Jewel will be eight pay-per-views in a row if I win.
Wow.
SummerSlam record. Joe has the most SummerSlam wins.
Wow. Joe won five, but no showed. So, that's bullshit.
Uh huh. Yeah,
it is.
I mean, you did it to Eric first.
Yeah.
So
I can just make rules. That's fine. I just make rules.
Survivor Series, I have the most with five.
Wow.
Money in the Bank, six. I have six. So I'm like Survivor Series and Money in the Bank dominating.
Yeah.
Big five all time record. I've won 21 big five pay per views. Joe, 12. Eric, 10. Mm. And then the all time. Josh has one win.
Uh-huh.
Eric, 29. Joe, 36. And then me. I've won 48 times. A domination!
Wait, go back to the main thing that we first looked at the bottom.
Domination! 48 wins.
Can you go back to the main part, the top left?
This? Yeah, yeah.
So why does it show me at 25 and you at 24?
Those are title reigns. Like, title reigns.
So I've had 25 title reigns.
Yeah.
And you've had 24
title
reigns. I've
had 24 title reigns. But that's because I defend my belt successfully. But I've won 48 times.
But I've always said I've had the most title reigns. That's the thing. That's the only thing I've ever said was I'm right about.
You've had the most title
you're
reigns.
You're clearly more successful at this.
You've had the most title. You're at 25. I'm at 24. But all-time wins, 48.
Yeah.
Domination. So this is great, though. He says he's going to keep this.
Years of success letting Andrew, hold on to this belt.
Yeah,
give him something done.
This is incredible.
Thanks,
this is incredible.
Great.
How long do you have? Like, how much did you have to listen to or watch to get this down?
I didn't do it.
No, I know. I'm saying whoever did it. That's crazy.
That is amazing.
I mean, I guess it's the last minute of every one of these, but still.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you guys who did this.
Can this become like a living document where we can keep updating
it? He is going to keep updating it.
Fuck.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess we'll have to check back in a year.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty great.
Wow. Yeah.
Thanks again, Mark Mamilton, and also Gary Pendleton helped out as well.
Hell yeah.
Appreciate that.
Love that.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's do our predictions for Crown Jewel now.
What a show. What a show.
I mean, after we just saw that graphic, it's most likely I'm winning anyway.
Yeah, okay.
You know, so. Yeah. Anyways, who do you guys have for first matchup? We've got Seth Rollins versus Uncle Bobby Bronson Reed.
I've got Uncle Seth.
Yeah, Seth.
Yeah, Seth with a pin.
Seth with a pin.
I don't think this goes beyond this. I think it's over after this. Seth's got to move on to bigger and better things.
Yeah.
I could, maybe. I could see them doing it for the rest of the year, though. How many people interfere?
Zero.
Zero. Does Reed kick out of a curb stomp?
I'm going to say no.
I'll give him one.
Oh, yes. For sure he is.
Yeah.
After he no-sold the car one?
Oh, right. Yeah. Shit, that's true.
Does Seth kick out of a tsunami?
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no.
I feel like this match has a very obvious finish.
Yeah.
In that Reed misses the tsunami.
Curb stomp
right after. Right.
Yep. Like, uh-huh. Yep.
Then we've got Kevin Owens versus Randy Orton.
I've got Owens with a pin.
It's almost too obvious, Owens, but I'm still putting Owens with a pin.
Owens with a pin. I could see Orton wins and then Owens kills him after, yeah, but yeah. We all have Owens with a pin. How many people interfere?
I get none.
I mean, only maybe Triple H gets involved, but I'm going to assume no, so I'm going to say zero.
Cero, yeah. Miedo.
Miedo.
Does KO kick out of an RKO?
No.
No.
No as well. Does Orton kick out of a stunner?
Yes.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes for that.
All right.
Then we've got Roman Reigns and the Usos versus the Bloodline.
I went Bloodline.
I'm going to go Bloodline, assuming that they give Roman and the Usos the Survivor Series win, the War Games win. So they have to win here.
Like if they won, that would kind of be it, you know?
Right. They beat them. Yeah.
I got Roman and the Usos.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Interesting.
I feel like they'll still do a beatdown angle. Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, with Jacob as the factor and possibly someone else showing up to say, I lead this group. You know what I mean? I don't know.
That's true.
Yeah.
I've got Roman pinning Tongaloa.
I've got Solo pinning Jimmy.
Same as Eric.
Okay. How many people interfere?
Two.
Uno.
Yeah, I got one. Any swerves?
I'm going to say no.
No, everyone's getting back together. It'd be weird to swerve it.
No. Then we've got Belair and Cargill, Damage Control, Metaphor. And Chelsea Green, Piper Niven all facing each other for the women's tag titles.
Yeah.
The only thing I could see happening here, I have Bianca and Cargill retaining.
Same.
Because
you want a face win at the Crown Jewel, but maybe Metaphor would be my next
pick. Why is this even a match?
Right.
Yeah, right.
All the women dressed from head to toe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got Jade pinning Chelsea Green.
Of course.
Eric? I've actually got Bianca pinning Jakara.
What? Okay. Who's that?
In Metaphor.
Oh, yeah.
You fucking mark!
Oh, no, I did my job and learned a name. Oh, fuck me, right?
I mean, yeah, she's been on the show. She's the one sucking on the lollipop.
I have no idea who that is.
Right. Mm. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's why she popped in my head.
Uh-huh. How many people interfere?
None.
Zero.
Zero. It's too many to begin with.
Yes.
Then we've got LA Knight versus Andrade versus Carmelo Hayes for the United States Championship.
Yes.
This can go... Anyone could win this.
Yeah, I kind of hope we all have different answers.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Eric?
I've got LA Knight.
I've got Carmelo. This has got to be finally his win because Andrade, you know, he doesn't need this. LA Knight doesn't need this. I think this is Hayes. Andrew?
Mine?
Yes! Did we really all pick someone different?
My pick for the triple threat match.
Yes.
Carmelo Hayes.
Okay. Hey, Carmelo's the obvious pick, I think, here.
Yeah.
Because, like, why? LA Knight needs to move on to other stuff, too.
I've got Melo with a Melo pinning Andrade.
That's what I have.
I've got Knight pinning Andrade.
Okay.
We can all agree Andrade is taking the pin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
How many people interfere?
Zero.
Seto. How many BFTs?
I'm going to say two.
Yeah, two. I think he hits one each, but he doesn't win.
I got two as well. Then we've got the Women's Crown Jewel Championship. Nia Jax versus Liv Morgan.
I've got Liv.
It's got to be Nia.
Okay.
Andrew?
I've got Tiffany Stratton.
Oh, that's right. You think she'll cash in to win this awesome title?
Yeah. Like, I think she's going to win Nia's title and this. This is my crazy prediction. It might cost me my pay-per-view prediction championship.
So she cashes in before the match is finished.
Yeah.
Right.
Interesting.
Andrew mentioned this the other day. I just think, keep going.
But how do the logistics of that work?
Oh, it's wrestling, Eric.
Yeah, Eric, it's happened twice before and for the men.
Right. How do you have a triple threat match for the crown jewel title?
The winner gets the crown jewel title. How is that difficult?
And she'll get Nia's. I think she'll get both.
Okay.
Oh, because the money in the bank.
Because why would you cash in just to win the crown jewel title for nothing?
Right, but it's like, okay, we've got to stop this match between Nia and Liv so we can have...
No, Andrews, I can see them doing this.
I don't think they will. I could be wrong, and I think maybe... I think either way, Tiffany's leaving with Nia's belt.
Yeah.
One way or the other. Whether Nia wins and then she cashes in on her, but I think... The clever way to do it is to have Tiffany cash in during the match and win Nia's belt and win the Crown Jewel Championship.
Okay.
So my prediction for this match is, like, it's the last straw. Like, Nia kind of punches Tiffany to end the match, and she walks off with her giant title.
Okay.
And it sets up for something soon.
Gotcha.
So I have Nia with a pin.
I've got Liv with a pin.
I've got Stratton with a pin. How many people interfere?
I put three.
Two, three. Yeah, I mean, I put two, but I'm saying it could be a couple different numbers.
I put one. Nia kick out of the Oblivion?
Yes.
Yes.
She's a monster.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Does Liv kick out of the Annihilator?
I don't think she hit it.
Nah.
Hits it, so no.
I have no as well. Does Tiffany Stratton cash in? I have yes.
I have yes.
I have no.
Right. So do you have her winning it then?
I have Liv winning the crown jewel title and then Tiffany cashing in on Nia.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Then we've got Gunther versus Cody Rhodes, crown jewel championship.
I got Gunther.
I got Gunther. I think the bloodline costs Cody and then he joins the fucking War Games. I think it's so fucking obvious too. I think Gunther, they fuck with Cody so that he's like, I'm in for War Games.
But it's going to be Sammy as their fourth.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think there might be a fifth.
Blah.
Fifth.
We don't need that.
No.
No, we don't need that.
I have Cody with a pin.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
I have Gunther with a sub.
It really can go either way. I've got Gunther with a pin.
I don't see Gunther losing yet.
That's all right. Yeah, okay. How many people interfere?
Zero.
Two.
I have two. How many crossroads?
Three.
Two.
Two. Okay. Over under 25 minutes.
I got under.
I got over.
I have over. Yeah. Surprise appearance.
Yes. I have Goldberg.
I also have Goldberg, and that's why I have Cody. I have Goldberg costing Gunther the match. I think Kaiser comes out, and then Goldberg comes out, spears Kaiser, and then that makes Gunther go, and then Cody rolls them up for the win.
I had Goldberg, but then I thought part of my whole thing is like The Rock coming out and claiming I am the leader, the real leader of this bloodline.
Yeah. Right.
Like, especially after they win.
Yeah.
Sure.
And also, like, The Rock, of course he's going to go to, like, this is Saudi Mania.
Right. So
you would think that he would show up and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Put it over.
Has he been to Saudi?
I don't think he's ever been in any Saudi show.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, no. Could be a good first one.
Does a Saudi Arabian celebrity beat up a wrestler?
Yes.
Yeah.
It happens every time.
Every time.
Will it be the same guy? Right. Yeah. Right.
Prime Miz.
Probably. No, he means like the same Saudi.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and he'll beat up The Miz, of course. Or like Grayson Waller or whatever.
Oh, there you go. That's
who it was last time, I think.
Yeah.
How many times does an announce table break?
I'm going to say one.
One.
Yeah. I have two. This is a long pay-per-view.
Yeah,
seven matches. Bloodline match.
Oof.
Right. What's the opening match? Pre-show doesn't count.
I have Reed versus Rollins.
I have the U.S. title. Who the fuck knows?
I've got KO Orton.
There you go.
And then what's the main event?
Cody Gunther.
I have Cody Gunther. If you think The Rock's showing up and it's not the main event?
No, I think The Rock... No. The Rock doesn't show up to the bloodline. The Rock shows up to cost Cody.
Oh, okay.
And that's how he reveals, I'm with Solo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then last lock of the century.
This was hard.
I put Rollins.
I put KO.
I put Roman.
you fucking Mark.
I think he loses.
So you guys didn't pick
this. This will be interesting.
So.
This will be really interesting. Yeah, well, we have a lot of different stuff on
anything. Here. Anything can happen at Crown Jewel. That's what Vince always said. Remember?
Yeah.
That was his famous line. Anything can happen
at Crown Jewel.
At Saudi Mania.
Yes.
Yeah.
Scarily true.
So anyways, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt or hat at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And get your Saudi Mania Crown Jewel recap this Saturday at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We also have the Monday Night War podcast. We have Wrestling with Morality, the card game we played. That was a lot of fun.
So much fun.
Go check it out. patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And we'll see you for Saudi Mania.
Saudi.
Murder. 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 This is murder.